In the meantime, my reduced physical capacity has placed a strain on my ability to serve you as I would dearly want to, particularly in these challenging economic times when the signs are clear that full global economic recovery is still a fair distance away. One of the blessings of my extended periods in North America has been the opportunity to read and observe on a daily basis the performance and analyses associated with the European, US, Northeast Asian economies. And we in Barbados and the Caribbean should not bamboozle ourselves with the notion that recovery is dependent on factors of our exclusive design and making. The approach of our partnership over the past 2.5 years has been to cautiously but judiciously proceed, while ensuring at all times the maintenance of a desired social protective net for the most vulnerable. We will not be deviated from this path, for it is most difficult to build a lasting democracy when the needs of daily shelter and daily living remain a struggle for far too many among us in this island. That is why you may not have seen an abundance of public buildings going up across the country. But there has been an improvement in the quality of health care, better management and operation of the social welfare agencies such as the National Assistance Board, the Urban and the Rural Development Commissions, the National Housing Corporation, Child Care Board and associated agencies, and the upkeep of our schools and conditions of work for public officers. Additionally, we have made the sacrifice of containing bus fares and have even offered free access thereto to school children. Fellow citizens and friends, these are all deliberate strategies geared to cushion the shock and to minimize the impact of economic decline. The weeks and months ahead will be equally challenging, and it is for this reason that I have assessed the future in the context of my illness and reduced capacity, and have determined that it is necessary and prudent that I divest aspects of my ministerial portfolio that require robust daily and day-to-day insight and oversight. But before I outline proposed changes to the Cabinet of Barbados, I wish to address a matter of fundamental concern to me as head of this government. Fellow Barbadians, ladies and gentlemen, general elections are held in Barbados every 5 years. And historically, in the intervening period, we have always conducted ourselves in a focused, mature, and patriotic manner. We have placed the best interests of Barbados foremost in our consideration. The Right Excellent Errol Barrow taught us that size does not have to be a deterrent to greatness. And former Prime Minister Tom Adams had a vision for Barbados that defied our limited landscape. A former United Nations General Secretary, Kofi Annan, on his visit to Barbados in 2002, noticed and opined that Barbados was a country punching above its weight. If we can unite first and foremost as sons and daughters of these fields and hills we call our very own, nothing will hold us back. We did it in the 1960s and 1970s, and we make no wanton boast of what we can achieve. Michael Jackson, of late memory, reminded us in his song, "We Are the World," that change will only come when we stand together as one. In his seminal work, he wrote, "There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying and it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all." We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will make a change. because we are all part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need. That is my fondest wish for Barbadians, that we use adversity to refocus our energies on what's best for Barbados, and that we wrap our actions and utterances in the national flag and the furtherance of this great nation we call home. That's my challenge to you. Unite and love.